welcome back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and today we are watching the second episode of Power Rangers Super Samurai, Shell Game. This episode first aired on February 25th, 2012, written by Seth Walther, based on a story by Yasuko Kobayashi, and directed by Jonathan Broff. Although I understand that the samurai episode that they're adapting was actually written by Akatsuki Yamatoya instead, but he wasn't given credit for it. In any event, let's get this started here in 3, 2, 1, go! I guess they aren't changing this part. Will he say Super Samurai? Luckily, a new generation of heroes stand in their way. They are the Power Rangers Samurai. No, in fact, they're not even showing Antonio. Not bad. Kind of a waste of a good watermelon, though. Doesn't work on rocks, guys. Come on.
Sorry.
No problem, Em. Man, how cool would these be if they cut through stone like Decker sword?
Just be glad we haven't met anything that will require that type of power.
True?
Oh, I'm guessing we're going to have that today. He looks like he's scared more than anything else.
What do you want?
Oh, Master Zandrid, Your Honor. I don't mean to cause trouble. I just want to go create sweet human misery.
Then stop talking and do it.
Now that's what I'm talking about, baby. Finally.
So apparently, the episode we're adapting today is much like all those times that they did it back in the day. Like, for example, Time Force, when they decided to start bringing on episodes where Eric had not actually been introduced yet, or the Time Fire had not been introduced. Same thing here. We're adapting a pre-Antonio episode. Which also means that Super Samurai should not be part of it either, which is going to be interesting to see. Also, I might be wrong, but I think those shots of them doing their names, I believe those actually come from the finale, interestingly enough. Also, don't quote me on this. I believe, and I haven't seen the table. Someone made a table of it. But I believe everyone gets a chance to use the Super Samurai black box thing. Oh, this can't be good.
Part of being a samurai is doing good deeds. We have to get that back to its rightful owner.
But first, let's see if there's any cool games on it.
Can I take that for you?
Sure, thanks.
Oysters, chocolate sauce, Brussels sprouts. You sure you got everything you need for this recipe?
That
sounds interesting.
Can't
just the right way.
Yeah.
Explain that to the paramedics.
What?
Oh,
the paramedics. Fun. Hey. Ay, 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 ay.
Near the stadium. You go. I'll call the others.
Got it. Let's go.
He doesn't have to say hello. And also, what happened to the groceries? This could be interesting. Anyway, Antonio's right there. No clue that he's in that the Rangers need him.
That's right. Run, run. Run, you inferior fools.
Psylocke.
Wow,
that's enough.
How dare you talk to me like that?
Fortunately, the Rangers all show up morphed, so when Bulk and Spike show up, they won't see them morph.
You're nothing but a joke. Now let's see what would be the funnest way to mash them to bits.
Enough of this.
Right.
What? You're really going to attack me? Check this out.
What?
Ha! Your swords feel like pillows.
I love how they never give up doing it. It's not working? Let's keep hitting them.
Nothing penetrates his shell.
It's just too hard.
If only Kevin hadn't said that thing earlier, right?
I told you, no matter what you do, you wretches can't even touch me.
Guys!
Steven! Mia!
You okay?
Better now that you're here.
Sorry we're late. What's his story?
He's a ball?
Don't underestimate him. We can't even dent his shell. I'll take a shot at it. Hydro blow!
You new guys are even lamer!
Nothing. Don't worry, Kev. I got this.
Yeah, just keep going.
Don't you get it? I'm invincible!
No way!
My turn! Earth Slicer!
This is getting annoying. Leave now, or you'll need someone to carry you away.
Now one of our attacks works! Hey, look!
We're here!
What was that all about?
No idea.
Go help those guys get to safety. We'll hold off this Psylocke. Go, quick.
You got it. Nothing will happen to them on my watch.
Right behind you.
But hurry back. We have to stick together against this creep.
How about I just mash you together?
Kind of makes me wonder what happens in the Sentai for this. Because obviously they're not in that. Drying out? I didn't think they did. Oh, well, they did cover up the hole, I guess.
Nothing gets through his armor. How are we gonna fight him?
Find a way. He must have some weakness.
May I remind you that not one of our attacks damaged him at all?
Not one of them.
Like Jaden said, there must be some crack.
So then, all of them, right?
That's it. What, you have an idea?
I think Kevin got a haircut since last episode.
The right ranger, with the right attack, in the right order. We'll beat him as a team.
Yeah, speaking of team, where's Antonio?
Listening to some royalty-free music, I bet. At least he's a bouncy ball. Yes, found it.
You know me, probably out fishing. Call her back.
Antonio, please call us back. I wonder what he's got himself into this time.
Seriously, that guy's a trouble magnet.
Guys, he may be a jokester, but Antonio takes this stuff seriously. He wouldn't just ignore our calls. He could be in real trouble.
We have to worry about him later. Right now, we have a Nylak to stop and a plan to put into action.
So it looked like they were all studying, but oh, that's cool. I think we've seen that before. Oh, that's terrible. Yeah. Ooh, you know what? The Ranger footage is a little more dull colored than the Sentai footage. Oh. Wait, what? They were all bracing for it, and then they just stood there as they switched between the two footages. Also, the background is weird. Oh, the heat and then the sudden cold is gonna cause a problem.
Clean my indestructible shell. Thanks for the wash.
You sure that's all we did?
What? Ah, my shell! It's cracking!
Your armor may be able to handle any single attack.
But with the right attacks in the right order, even your armor isn't strong enough.
First, we softened your shell. Then we raised its temperature with our enhanced heat and wind attack.
Gotta explain it to him?
The water quickly cooled your hot shell.
Guess it's for the kiddies.
So now it's time to break your invincible armor for good.
Impossible!
Let's end this shell game.
Yep, time to get cracking.
Think again, Rangers. My shell won't break that easily.
It doesn't look anywhere near as cracked as it was a minute ago.
Shot at this.
Then take this. Super Samurai mode should give you the powers you need.
The black box. Are you sure I'm ready?
Finish your plan, Kevin. I know you can do it.
Thanks, Jaden. Emily, come with me. And make sure you guys keep this creep occupied.
You got it!
So you come back for more, huh?
Any day now, Kevin.
Your turn.
Right.
You should have hidden that hole like your wimpy buddy.
Super Samurai mode.
You can't. He reversed it when he went down. Still didn't work. When's the shell supposed to break? They were cracking it, but now it's fine.
Nice job, Kevin!
Way to go!
You're the man!
Super
secret samurai mode is awesome!
Yeah!
Thanks, guys. But now the real challenge begins.
Huh?
Look!
Time to take care of my little pest problem!
Yeah, your problem's about to get a lot bigger. Mega Mode Power! Dragon Folding Zord!
Samurai Ranger!
Interesting, we're doing a roll call. So will Kevin maintain the Super Samurai mode when he's in the Zord cockpit, or will it revert to Jaden or something? I'm guessing it'll be Kevin. I think, is some of this new, or am I just not seeing it, noticing it because before they had it in the grid stuff? That was different, I think. This must be a very short Megazord battle. Oh yeah, Kevin gets to keep it. Sweet. Whoa, whoa. Yeah, the claw on the... I just noticed the claw zord thing. That's a different zord, but... Okay. He's had... In just a few seconds there, he had three different little animal things on his zord cockpit thing. The dragon first, then the claw, and then, I don't know, I think the tiger was the last one? See, now it's the dragon again. So I guess if you're in the one in Super Samurai mode, you're the one that gets to make the calls? Huh. We'll have to see if that holds out later on.
Let's do this. Being a Super Samurai has its advantages. Super Mega Blade.
Are they just going to use the regular Megazord for this? Oh, yeah, that wouldn't work. Good point. Alright, so remember, technically they shouldn't have any, like, the Claw Zord or the Octopus. Yeah, that one they had. Wait, did they do the softening up thing? Interesting that he's just standing there, though.
Antonio were here, but with the black box, we have the next best thing.
His Zords.
Super Samurai Union Disc. Claw Zord, we need you.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Oh. Okay.
Super Samurai Artillery. Samurai Battle Cannon. Battle Cannon Blast.
No way. I guess my shell's not all it's. Huh. He only got hit by the tiger. Wow, how many different explosions did they need? Interesting. I don't know that I would have noticed that if I didn't know the trivia.
Find out who that phone belongs to.
Have faith, Spike. I bet my samurai intuition will lead us in the right direction. We have to follow the guidance of the universe. Let fate and fortune direct our hand.
Hey, isn't this where we found the phone in the first place?
Good enough for me.
Just gonna leave it there? Okay. Also, his phone, they just dropped it on the floor.
Is that Antonio's morpher?
Looks like we're gonna bail him out again.
I bet you he doesn't even know it's gone.
Hey. They gonna trick him?
Oh. Hey, guys.
I think he dropped something.
Whoa. Thanks. Do you have any idea what Mentor would do to me if I lost this thing?
Yeah, about that. You didn't check your messages all day, did you?
34 missed calls.
Oh, that's not good.
Are you guys all right?
No, they're all dead.
Definitely.
Hey guys, what happened? Hey, come on. You can't just leave me hanging here. Oh man, I was having such a wonderful day. Hey guys, wait up.
All that time, so we caught what? No fish? I thought they'd finally gotten rid of those things.
Could be a big headache.
Yes, I have one now. Those samurai rangers will pay for my pain.
Well, as much as I really dislike when they go back to get a pre-Sixth Ranger episode to adapt after they've already introduced the Sixth Ranger, especially since they've already been doing a bunch of jumping around with it because of the Super Samurai thing. That wasn't terrible, I guess. They hit it fairly well overall. You know, if I do say so myself. Overall, though, that was annoying. That was a lot of hoops that they had to jump through to adapt that episode just because they went back in time of it with Zord footage and keeping Antonio out of it. That, kind of annoying. But anyway, that's going to do it for this time. Next time, we'll be watching the third episode of Power Rangers Super Samurai, Trading Places. So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.